The music of AC/DC is decades old, but it lives on classic rock radio. Just hit the seek button the next time you're on a long drive, and you'll find the Australian band howling about murder, sex, and mayhem. She was a fast machine, she cut the motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I've ever seen. She had the same tame. As the music seems now, it was pretty startling to your average 12-year-old record buyer in the 1970s. But it's never been quite as startling as when a band from Nashville set AC/DC music to bluegrass.
She was a fast machine, she kept the motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had the sightless eyes telling me no lies, knocking me out with them American thighs.
A group calling itself Hayseed Dixie has reimagined the music of AC/DC. Same music, same score, just a little different orchestration. In the liner notes, they report that a group of hillbillies discovered AC/DC when a rock music fan crashed his car on a mountain road. John Wheeler is the man behind Hayseed Dixie, and he joins us from Raleigh, North Carolina. Mr. Wheeler, hi.
Hello there.
This actually makes pretty good bluegrass.
Oddly enough, it does. You know, the whole thing really sort of started as a bit of an accident. I mean, I've been playing bluegrass music as well as rock and roll and other things my entire life, pretty much. Basically paid my way through college playing in bands that played at, you know, fraternity parties and that sort of thing. And once in a while, I would bring out like an AC/DC song and play it sort of bluegrass style or country style or something. And the crowd always went nuts over it. It was one of those ideas I thought, well, you know, this would make a fun album sometime, and just sort of never got around to doing it, like lots of things that you think would be kind of a fun idea. But one day I met these guys, Dale and Don Wayne Reno, who are banjo and mandolin players. They're father actually wrote Doing Banjos and about 600 other pretty famous bluegrass tunes. And we were just sort of sitting around noodling one afternoon, and it seemed like it'd be a kind of an interesting experiment. And it really sort of took us aback at how well the songs worked with that sort of presentation. And also, you know, how similar the lyrical content really was to a lot of, like, say, Stanley Brothers songs or something.
They're singing about murder, about death, about drinking and sinning and everything else.
Drinking, cheating, killing, and hell are the four that I usually like. Well, that's pretty much what all popular music is about, you know. There aren't that many things you can really sing about, honestly, as far as different subjects that would be universal to people's experience. I mean, you can write, say, you know, very topical songs about current political events. But as far as, like, writing songs that for 30, 40, 50 years can still seem fresh and relevant, you have to sing about, you know, big picture sort of issues. And I think that those are the four big picture issues that most songs are really about: drinking, cheating, killing, hell. Or you don't have to say drinking, you can say altering your consciousness, whatever.
Well, you're forgetting sex also. It's another one of those eternal subjects, I guess.
I got cheating in there.
Oh, you did? Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Drinking, cheating, killing, hell. And in my opinion, the reason we named our second record Hillbilly Tribute to Mountain Love was, love to me is the fundamental underlying cause of all the drinking, cheating, killing, and helling that people are singing about, you know.
Maybe one difference between traditional bluegrass and AC/DC is in the AC/DC, maybe there's a little bit less God and a little bit more of the devil.
Well, yeah, depending on how you want to address hell. I mean, in a lot of the bluegrass music, yeah, everybody's afraid of going to hell, so therefore after they get done with all the drinking, cheating, and killing, they start singing songs about how they're going to get saved, right? Whereas the AC/DC material, yeah, they're singing, we're on the highway to hell and we're proud of it. Okay, slightly different take, but still dealing with the same underlying, you know, issue.
Let's listen to a little bit of Hayseed Dixie playing Highway to Hell.
Living free, season ticket on a one-way ride. Asking nothing, leave me be. Taking everything in my stride. Don't need reasons, don't need rhyme. There ain't nothing that I'd rather do. Going down, it's party time. Yeah, my friends are gonna be there too. I'm on the highway to hell. The highway.
what does that say about AC/DC songs that you can transpose them into a totally different genre of music and they still work?
I think it says that they're well-crafted pop songs. You know, when you think about it, man, AC/DC stuff is very based in blues. The whole idea is to sing about your painful experiences in life and to find a way to transform them into something that you can dance on top of just for that evening or whatever. I mean, that's what all music that relates to people's emotions is about. I think that's why the lyrics work regardless of which genre you're presenting them in, is because, I mean, it's all the same thing. It's all speaking from the perspective of the working class guy's experience, trying to maintain his dignity in the face of, you know, rather uncomfortable situations. And then there's bass primal drive stuff. You said sex or whatever. But, I mean, they're well-crafted, hooky, catchy songs.
What does the real AC/DC think about this music?
Well, they apparently really liked it. They had us play a party for them about this time last year. I got a call at the house from the bass player, Cliff Williams. He called me up. Hey, mate, it's Cliff Williams from AC/DC, and it sure was. And he hired us to play at this party that was like a tour rap party that they had in the mountains in North Carolina, actually.
He's ended up in bluegrass country.
It sure seems like it. We sat on the back porch and showed him standards until about 2:30 in the morning when he fell backwards off the cooler and said, "Mate, I'm wasted." We figured it's about time to go home.
You've created this persona, barley scotch, which
right.
is how you perform on stage.
Yeah, and on all the ha-ha, yee-hee morning shows on commercial radio that I've done a lot of. So I just kind of created this character basically based on my granddad and my great-uncle. One of them was a hog farming moonshiner, and one of them was a hog farming Church of Christ preacher, and once in a while they'd swap roles as far as moonshine and preaching. And they were from East Tennessee, and I just sort of would say, okay, what would they say as an answer to any of these questions, right? And it let me build up all these sort of comedy routines that, I think only the truth is funny, by the way, where I would say, you know, I come from a long line of researchers in the alternate fuel and beverage industry, you know, and it's my solemn goal to see every car, truck, tractor, septic tank, pump, electrical generator, you name it, running on alcohol in my lifetime.
John Wheeler is the creator of Hey Seed Dixie, which did a hillbilly tribute to AC/DC. John, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, too. It's been an honor to talk to you. He's running a man.